Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
The following is a WSM digital production.
From the station that made country music famous, this is another 650 AM WSM Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, powered by NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
At NashvilleGuitarStore.com, our guitars are better than new. Every guitar has passed an extra inspection. It's set up and tested by a certified luthier and put safely in its case till it's shipped out to you. Not like those big box stores where a ton of pimple-faced kids been jamming with their booger fingers, scratching them all up. At NashvilleGuitarStore.com, our guitars are better than new.
NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos, and welcome to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. In this episode, we take you back to February the 22nd of 2018. The great singer-songwriter Jeff Hyde would join us in studio. Jeff's songs have been recorded by the likes of Eric Church and George Strait, Alan Jackson, Luke Bryan, Charlie Worsham have all recorded Jeff Hyde songs. He's Grammy-nominated, ACM-nominated, CMA-nominated, and he just had released his debut album called Norman Rockwell World. I think you'll really enjoy our sit down with Jeff Hyde on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
It has long been said of Nashville, Tennessee, it's a writer's town. Welcome Jeff Hyde to Coffee, Country, and Cody and his new CD, which is out tomorrow, Norman Rockwell World. What you just heard was a song called Henry Ford. Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you, man. Really good to be here.
It's been a while. I think the last time you were in the studio, you and the fellow who produced this album and co-writer with you and Eric Church on a lot of the hits, Ryan Tindall.
Yes, sir.
Was in the studio.
Yes, sir. A good friend and co-writer. And it's always an honor to be here with you.
I was thinking about all those songwriters who are out there, the ones who've had success and the ones who hope to one day, who heard that line in there, you don't have to know the singer to listen to the song.
Yes,
big
sir.
Amen. I could just hear the big amen going up out there from the songwriting community.
Well, you know, that Don Williams was a big influence on me. I was always a fan of his singing and kind of his soft spoken approach, and I heard him years ago in an interview. They asked, why do you kind of shun the spotlight when you're not on stage? And he said that phrase. He said, I've always kind of felt like you don't have to know Henry Ford to drive one. And that resonated.
How about that?
I always thought that was cool.
Yeah, they were talking at his memorial service. I say, don't bring me songs about love. Bring me songs about life. And I took that. I thought, oh,
man,
that's strong right
that
there.
Is.
And
they,
but it's that's true, isn't it?
Well, I could learn a lot from Don. And, you know, Bob McDill.
Yeah, Bob's actually the one who quoted this when they first
really?
Met and began their songwriting and singer journey, you know, because that happens once in a while. You just, an artist finds a writer finds an artist, and they just, it happens.
Well, that was definitely a match made in heaven.
Yeah, and he said, but that was the first thing he told him, yeah. First time he sat down. He said, don't bring me songs about love. I guess
man.
Too many sappy love songs on the radio. Bring me some songs about life, and somewhere in there you'll find love, you know.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
That's Jeff Hyde. You got a guitar tuned up. Where'd you grow up, talking about the influences you had? Where'd you first?
I grew up in Marshall, Texas. It's about 30 miles from Shreveport, Louisiana, and maybe an hour south of Texarkana.
Marshall, Texas had a documentary done by the great Bill Moyers, who grew up there.
Yes.
It's called Marshall, Texas. And it was about segregation and how the town came together. And I remember that famously. How about that?
I remember the story, and I've tried to find it, but it's a hard one to find. Anywho. A lot of successful people from that area, even in country music. You know, it's must be something in the water.
Yeah. So. Well, Jeff is here with his guitar. What are you going to do first this morning, live for our audience?
Well, I'm going to attempt to do one. We'll see how it goes. It's called Fiction. I used to think of myself as a storyteller. I could really weave a tale and spin a yarn.
That is Jeff Hive from Norman Rockwell Worlds. Simply called Fiction. So where in the world does a line like that come
boy,
from?
Boy, oh boy, I didn't know if I was going to make it through that one or not. I almost
Go ahead and breathe
when
now.
Your fingers
catch your breath. Take a breath now.
There's six strings on the guitar and you only got five fingers, so there's bound to be something bad happen at some point.
You can't come up with enough fiction to keep up with the truth. Where did that line come from?
That's an interesting story.
It's beautiful.
And I'll try to make it real short. I grew up being a huge Statler Brother fan. My dad was a big fan of theirs, and we had every record that they ever recorded. And Don Reed, who I've heard you interview over the years, was one of their main songwriters, and they wrote 99% of their own songs. And so they were a big influence. I've always followed them, kind of kept up with them. And I was reading Don's blog one day. He's a respected author out there now. And he was just talking about how crazy the world is and some of the crazy things that are going on. And apparently it had been a little while. Probably some of his fans had asked him how come he hadn't come out with a book. They were anticipating the next book, you know, and he said, if any of y'all are wondering why I hadn't been writing fiction lately, it's because I can't keep up with reality. And so that sparked the idea. And I've since become friends with Langdon, who Langdon and Will Reed, who are Don and Harold's sons, of the country duo Wilson Fairchild. And so I texted Langdon one day. I said, "Man, I've written this song, but it was inspired by something your dad said. What do you think he would think about that?" You know, he said, "Well, I'm eating lunch with him. I'll see." He said, "I don't think he would mind." And he texted me back. He said, "Don said he wants to have his face on the front of your CD and on every."
All your merchandise.
Yeah, well, you know, they're comedic
Yeah, sure.
Geniuses, you know. And he said, "I'm just kidding, man." He said, "Dad said he hopes you make $1 million, you know. And if you do, you can buy him a sandwich next time he comes to town." I said, "Man, I'll buy the sandwich without the $1 million." So that's where that came from.
Because I can't write enough fiction to keep up with the truth. Now you know the backstory. It's called Fiction, and it's on the brand new work that comes out tomorrow from our friend Jeff Hyde, who's in the studio. He's going to play some more for us on the other side of the break. Norman Rockwell World. As a matter of fact, we'll also get the backstory on his friendship and working relationship and co-writing and working up number ones like Round Here Buzz and Springsteen. You'll get that on the other side. Frank, let's go to the break first. Are you going to do that? 9:22 in America's Music City. That's Eric Church. This is 6:50 a.m. WSM. WSMonline.com. App download to your smartphone. You're watching Border to Border, Coast to Coast on Heartland Television this morning. Jeff Hyde had a hand in writing Springsteen. There's one for all time for Eric Church. Take me back to where your friendship with Eric Church begins, your working relationship with Eric Church, and how you get to songs like Springsteen and Round Here Buzz and the other things you've enjoyed success with.
Well, I consider myself really fortunate and blessed because I wasn't looking to go out on the road with an artist. And, you know, I just wanted to try to be a songwriter when I came to town. And I was writing at my first publishing deal. Was a man named Jody Williams, who's at BMI now, but he had his own publishing company then, and his son, Driver Williams, was playing. He's a, you know, shredder on the guitar and a great writer too now. But he knew that I played some banjo, and their man was needing a sub for a couple of shows, and Driver said, "Hey man, you think you could come out and do this part?" His first single was out at the time. It was called "How About You." Brian Sutton had played this banjo part on there. I said, "Well, I think I can," and I woodshedded and woodshedded.
And, no pressure following Brian Sutton on anything, right?
Oh no. I mean. And we went out there. They said, "Man, we don't care what you play. Just hold the guitar around your neck and pantomime it if you want to, but don't mess that banjo part up." I said, "Oh, no, I won't. I'll try not to." And and then later on, their man ended up leaving, and they called me and said, "Would you come out and play a few more shows?" And I told Eric, just kind of on a handshake, I said, "Hey, man, appreciate you having me out. I like your music, and Eric was a good guy, good Christian man, and surrounds himself with good people." And he said, "Hey man, just stay as long as you want." And I said, "Okay."
On a handshake.
13 years ago.
Wow.
It's gone by quick, but and then. Over the years, just naturally, he would hear a few of the songs I wrote. Some of them were good. Some of them weren't so good. But I guess he heard a couple over the passing of time that he thought were pretty good. And so we tried to write a couple times and clicked. And so I've been fortunate to write a few songs with him. And it's really a miracle that you get a good song written to start with, and then it's got a chance to be recorded. And then if it gets recorded, then you hope it makes the record. And then from that point, if it gets to be a single, well, then it's just a miracle after, you know, everything has to line up right.
And the next thing that could happen, and it's happened for you, is to be a CMA or ACM Song of the Year.
Did that win the Song of the Year? Oh, well. Thank you very much. I want to thank my mom.
Thank the Academy.
Or even if it's just nominated.
So I want to thank the Academy.
I mean, you're up there.
Bill Cody.
You get five songs in one category of all the songs that have been written and performed that year that make it into that category, yeah, whether you win or not. I mean, that's something.
Definitely. It's
a testament.
It's definitely something that when you're a little boy in Marshall, Texas, you hope someday you can have some measure of success. So you don't take those windfalls like that for granted.
Frank Seres pointed out a moment ago there, in addition to Jeff Hyde, we've now learned, and I mentioned Bill Moyers, the great journalist. Mm-hmm. You found out who else was from Marshall, Texas?
Record producer Jim Beck. He discovered and was the first to record Lefty Frizzell. Also produced Marty Robbins along the way. George Foreman has the, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
He of the famous Grill, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he was a boxer too, right? Anyway. and Y.A. Tittle, football great Y.A. Tittle from Marshall, Texas.
How about that?
A lot of talented people.
You bet.
George Foreman, he has used to have a little bit of property there in Marshall with some exotic animals. Had a couple of African lions and a llama and all kinds of different stuff. But so my brother worked at a vet clinic there in Marshall, and George came in there one day to check on one of his animals, and my brother said, "Mr. Foreman, it sure is an honor to meet you." And he said, George just looked at him for a minute. He said, "Are you trying to start a fight with me?"
Jeff Hyde, his new album comes out tomorrow. Norman Rockwell World. I want to read something you wrote in your liner notes, if you don't mind. Dad worked 12 hours rotating shifts down at the plant. Over 30 years he did that. That can make a man mighty tired. He and Mom encouraged my brothers and me to find something we were passionate about and work at it hard enough to maybe someday, maybe you could make a living doing that. And then you continue to talk about their support and where that's taken you and your passion for songwriting.
Yes,
sir. What are your mom and dad's names?
Donnie and Sandy Hyde.
Are they listening this morning by chance?
Well, it just depends on if they had to wash the dog or anything.
Chores. Had to do chores.
Feed the chickens.
Jeff Hyde, thanks for bringing us into your world for a little while this morning, buddy.
I'm honored to be here, and thank you very much for having me.
It's great to see you always.
And one thing I want to say real quick, I forgot to mention my good friend Ryan Tindall, who helped co-write that song, Springsteen. Got to give credit to him, and also thank you to my wife, April, who used to be a Grand Ole Opry staple.
Hey, she was my work wife for 15 years.
I'm telling
right
you,
here at WSM Radio and the Grand Ole
right.
Opry.
Colleague.
Opry April. If Dan Rogers is listening, Opry April.
That's
right there
right.
She sits. Yeah.
Now that's a funny. But there's a lot of truth in it. But the music business, ups and downs, it takes a supportive wife to make a man be able to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and she's definitely been that for me. So amongst many other things, but the end.
Thank you, buddy.
I didn't know what to say at the end of that phrase. I love you, April. Thank
see,
you.
See, it's because you're not a talker, you're a writer. There's a difference, right?
There's a big difference, as you can tell.
20 minutes till 10, 9:40 on 6:50 a.m. WSM. And it's great to see you, April, always. The pride of Brownfield, Texas, I do believe. Do I recall properly? Is that correct? Yeah. So we went about as far in Texas, put these two together, from Marshall over on the Louisiana border all the way to the Panhandle, April's hometown outside of Lubbock out there. But the love story happened, and you got to share in it.
And the rest is history.
That's right. In a Norman Rockwell world.
That's right.
It's available wherever you buy or download music tomorrow. And where's the best place to send them on social media? And people can buy and download it.
JeffHydeMusic.com.
And that's H-Y-D-E, spelling
that's right.
Name, Jeff Hyde.
And then there's a Facebook page, too, that my management team, who is April, runs for me.
And that is facebook.com/Jeff Hyde Songwriter. Am I sharing information with you that you before now
well,
you
I,
never
I
knew?
Need to write that down. I'm going to keep it in my wallet.
Good to see you, pal. Thanks
good to
for
see
coming.
You, too. Thank you.
You make me smile.
It's Bill Cody in the morning, 6:50 a.m. WSM.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee Country and Cody podcast. You can listen to us 24 hours a day at WSMonline.com with the app download to your smartphone as well. And make sure you check out our brand new 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week Americana stream, Route 650. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. Our general manager is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Matos. Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, brought to you by NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
Thanks for listening to this WSM digital production. Get more and stay connected with the WSM app.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.